read a Christmas story of a couple who sacrificed everything they had to give each other gifts. It was beautiful.
Sacrifice is what Christmas is all about. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you've tuned in. My name is Zach. When it comes to Christmas, we usually only think about gifts, not sacrifice. The very first gifts given to Jesus were a sacrifice. They were costly items that were given to show Jesus was king. Do you give gifts that are valuable and help others know they're loved and special to you? After all, that's what Jesus did for us. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And now for our story. It's called No Sacrifice Too Great. Mrs. Chavez read us a short story today called The Gift of the Magi, Jenna announced at dinner. By O. Henry. I love that story, exclaimed her mother. It's about a young couple who were really, really poor, Jenna told her older brother Damon. They really wanted to buy each other a special Christmas present, but the only valuable thing the guy owned was a gold watch, and the girl had nothing except her beautiful long hair. So she secretly decided to cut her hair off and sell it so she could buy a chain for the watch her husband was so proud of. Meanwhile, he secretly sold his watch so he could buy expensive combs for the hair she no longer had. Damon laughed. What a disaster! It sounds awful, but it ended up the best Christmas ever because it made them realize how much they really loved each other. Sappy. Damon, his father shook his head. Remember the year you spent all your money on a Christmas gift for Mom? You'd been saving forever for a video game, but you sacrificed it to buy a cookbook she wanted. Yeah, I remember, Damon grinned. It was worth it seeing your expression, Mom, when you opened the box. A gift that keeps on giving, Mom said, pointing to their dessert. Jenna, I wonder if your story is called The Gift of the Magi, because the Magi, the wise men who visited baby Jesus, brought him costly gifts. They brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which were special because they pointed to how Jesus was king over everything, but had come to sacrifice himself so we could have the gift of eternal life. The couple in the story made sacrifices to show their love for each other, and Jesus showed us his love by making the greatest sacrifice of all. Maybe we should all think of ways we can show others God's love this Christmas, said Dad. Jenna was quiet for a moment. Maybe instead of keeping all the clothes I get this year, I could share my new sweaters and stuff with girls I know who don't have much. What do you think, Mom? Mom smiled. I think any gift you give from your heart pleases Jesus and makes his birthday extra special. Well, how about you? Have you ever sacrificed something valuable in order to give a person you love a particular gift? Or maybe you've had a friend or family member make a sacrifice to give you a gift. Jesus broke every record for sacrifices when he gave us his life. So how can you share his love with others this Christmas? Our key verse is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 40.
Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
And our key thought for today, give joyfully like Jesus. Hey, I'd love for you to listen to the Countdown to Christmas with Zach podcast. Each day, you'll hear a fun story to help you think about Jesus this Advent season. And don't forget, you can download the free discussion guide to talk about it with your family. Ask your grown-up to follow Countdown to Christmas with Zach wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.